3 years ago, Lika M. and her family were evicted from their home after falling behind on rent payments. At the time, Lika was 14 years old and in eighth grade. Lika is now a junior at Foster High School in Tukwila, Washington. She recently shared her story in front of fellow students during Foster's homecoming assembly. Here she talks with her teacher and advisor, Lynette Finau, about what it's like to attend school while living in a homeless shelter.
I would walk the school hallways with my head down. I feel embarrassed because here I am coming to school and knowing that after school I didn't have a home. My best friend, she kept asking me when can she come and sleep over and stuff. Like, I made up an excuse. I just told her my parents are strict to hide the real truth.
I remember, Lika, when I learned that your family was homeless. And to be honest with you, I was surprised because usually, you know, students who are homeless, their physical appearance will reveal a little bit of their situation. But the way you carried yourself and the way you dressed, I had no suspicions at all. What inspired you to tell your story to the school in front of the whole student body?
I basically just wanted to speak up for those who struggle in school. I was a homeless student, and I had to think about my actions and the effort that I had to put in order to succeed. And I thought maybe I can just tell them about what I went through and how hard I'm pushing myself.
I was embarrassed to go to school every single day knowing I was a homeless girl.
You captured everybody's attention in that gym, adults and all the students.
Thank you.
Before I sat down, I started getting hugs. And this girl, she was running down the bleachers and she ran straight to me and she thanked me for what I said. And she said, I'm going through the same thing as you. Now that everyone knows, I could just keep my head high. And I'm more willing to open up to people because I don't have to hide anything. Like, there's no burden inside of me.
Because of your courage to share your story, your teachers are reaching out to you. The counselors are reaching out to you even more. And so I'm a better teacher now because I look at every student with the assumption, what if they're like Lika? So I appreciate you, Lika, for what you have done, and I have so much faith in you.
Thank you.
That was Lika M. and her teacher, Lynette Finau, in Tukwila. Today, Lika and her family are living in a home donated to them by their church until they find permanent housing. In 2014, there were more than 30,000 homeless students in Washington state schools. Lika and Lynette's interview was recorded in partnership with Riverton Park United Methodist Church as part of the Finding Our Way project, which recorded stories with families experiencing homelessness throughout the Puget Sound area. It was supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.